News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
Prime Minister Andrew Holness is set to meet with Queen Elizabeth II and British Prime Minister Theresa May as part of an intense working trip overseas. Mr. Holness left the island on Thursday to hold bilateral talks with key partners, as well as participate in the Summit of the Americas and Commonwealth Heads of Government meeting. The Prime Minister's first stop is Lima, Peru, where he will deliver a speech at the business forum of the Summit of the Americas, ahead of bilateral discussions with the President of the Republic of Chile, Sebastián Piñera. The Prime Minister will also visit Brussels, Belgium, where he will address a special session of the African, Caribbean and Pacific ACP Committee of Ambassadors and meet with President of the European Council, Donald Tusk. Mr. Holness will then attend the Commonwealth Summit in England before returning to Jamaica on April 21. During his absence, Minister of National Security Dr. Horace Chang will be in charge of the government. Jamaica is among three Caribbean islands set to benefit from a four-year initiative to assist the country to invest in ecosystems that reduce its risk of climate-related disasters. The Resilient Islands by Design project, which runs from 2017 to 2021, is being executed with funding from Germany, partly in response to the devastation caused by Hurricanes Irma and Maria. Both hurricanes resulted in $150 billion US dollars worth of economic losses in 2017. Minister without portfolio in the Economic Growth and Job Creation Ministry, Daryl Vaz, says Jamaica stands to benefit greatly under the initiative.
I believe this hands-on approach is best, as it will help the targeted communities to think, plan, and act to ensure resilience and to position themselves to seize opportunities to integrate climate considerations into their communities, businesses, and lives in a transformative way.
The project is being led by international organizations Nature Conservancy and the International Federation of the Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies in the Dominican Republic and Grenada. Residents of Clarkstown, Trelawney and surrounding communities are now benefiting from improved transportation service following the official opening of the Clarkstown Transportation Center. The center was officially opened on April 6 by Minister of Local Government and Community Development Desmond McKenzie, who outlined that the facility will help to bring order to the transport system in the parish.
It brings a certain level of organization, certain level of discipline. And I want to commend the operators, the drivers, who have committed themselves to use the facility, because the success of the transportation center depends on their cooperation.
The transport center serves commuters from more than 15 communities across the parish. Work on phase one of the infrastructure began last year, including construction of parking bays and bathrooms, as well as paving and perimeter fencing. And the application deadline for the Hope Youth Summer Work Program has been extended to April 27, 2018. Under the program, some 14,000 young people aged 17 to 29 years are set to benefit from valuable work experience during the months of June, July, and August, in line with the government's Housing, Opportunity, Production, and Employment HOPE program. Application forms for the program can be obtained at Heart Trust NTA, Jamaican Foundation for Lifelong Learning, or National Youth Service offices islandwide. They may also be downloaded at heart-nta.org or nysjamaica.org. For more information about the program, call 754-981-68 or send an email to thenationalyouthservice@gmail.com. Those were some of the top stories making news this week. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.
When you take your McFashion, you can eat more than a food.
Do you have something new that you have developed or come up with that can benefit the Wolowe? Then enter the National Innovation Competition. Win cash grants, business development support, and gain recognition for innovations and inventions. See the press for more details or contact the Scientific Research Council at 927-177124. Applications close on April 30th.